I remember the pale green tint of Coca-Cola bottles. I remember not really trusting mincemeat pie, what was in it, and dressing too. I remember the way cranberry sauce slides out of the can and then plops. I remember 2 years of cheating in Spanish class by lightly penciling in the translations of words. I remember number two pencils with pink erasers. I remember some teachers that would let you get up to use the pencil sharpener without having to ask. I remember the rotating system of seating where every Monday you moved up a seat. I remember in woodworking class making a magazine rack. I remember learning to dive in swimming class because I had to, but I never dove again. I remember wondering why your head didn't get full of water through your ears and nose. I remember stories about parents throwing their babies into the water, and just by instinct, they learned to swim. I remember finally learning to float, but I never did really believe it was the water that was holding me up. I suppose I somehow thought I was doing it through sheer willpower, mind over matter, so to speak. At any rate, I never did give any credit to the water. I remember peeing underwater in my bathing suit once and how sexy and warm it felt. I remember stories about how people did it all the time in public swimming pools, which I rarely got to go to because of the possibility of catching polio. I remember the indescribable smell of a certain dime store downtown with wooden floors, great banana cake, and my favorite 25-cent photo machine. My favorite because it got stuck once and continued taking pictures of me for what seemed like hours until a nearby clerk became suspicious and called the manager over to turn the thing off. I remember having your mouth washed out with soap for saying dirty words. Not from experience, though. I remember little white fingernail spots. I remember biting on a little piece of flesh inside my mouth until a very sweet sort of pain came. I remember in speech class each fall having to give a speech about what I did this summer. I remember usually saying that I swam a lot, a lie, and painted a lot, true, and did a lot of reading, not true, and that the summer went very fast, true. They always have, and they still do, or so it seems to me, once summer is over. I remember on cold mornings counting to 10 before making myself jump out of bed. I remember daydreams of going with an absolutely knockout girl and impressing all my friends no end. I remember wondering how one would go about putting on a rubber gracefully in the given situation. I remember, in a general sort of way, many nights in bed just holding myself through soft flannel pajamas. I remember cold sheets in the wintertime. I remember when everything is covered with snow out the window, first thing in the morning, a really clear surprise. It only snowed about twice a year in Tulsa, and, as I remember now, usually during the night. So I remember snow more than I remember snowing. I remember not understanding the necessity of shoveling the sidewalks. It always melted in a day or two anyway, and besides, it's only snow. I remember thinking brownie uniforms not very pretty, so brown and plain. I remember fantasies of everyone in my family dying in a car wreck, except me, and getting lots of sympathy and attention and admiration for being so brave about it all. I remember fantasies of writing a very moving letter to the President of the United States about patriotism, and the President, very moved by my moving letter, distributes copy of it to the media, TV, magazines, newspapers, etc., and I become one famous child. I remember daydreams of being a very smart dresser. I remember daydreams of going through old trunks and attics and finding fantastic things. I remember white socks with a thin red and blue stripe at the top. I remember, visually, socks on the floor, tossed after a day of wear. They always looked so comfortable there. I remember fantasies of being in jail and, very monk-like in my cell, handwriting out a great, giant novel. I remember reading the big sex scene on the beach in Peyton Place. I remember sex outdoors playing a big part in my fantasies for a while after that, usually on the beach, except that with one art teacher I had, it was always in the woods. I remember a lot of fuss about The Catcher in the Rye. I remember sexy photos of Julie London on record covers. I remember the Liz, Eddie, Debbie scandal. I remember Uranium. I remember Kon-Tiki. I remember Donnie Shore's energetic rendition of See the USA in your Chevrolet, and then a big smack, and then lots of teeth, and then lots of eye sparkle. I remember the small diamond heart necklace that Arlene Francis always wore on What's My Line. I remember the swoosh of Loretta Young's skirt as she entered the room each week. I remember that Lana Turner wore brown, ugh, to one of her weddings. I remember in very scary movies and in very sad movies having to keep reminding myself that it's only a movie. I remember Marilyn Monroe in fuchsia satin as reflected in many mirrors. I remember not much to say when someone tells you your fly is unzipped. I remember lighting the filter end of a cigarette when you want to appear cool. I remember at parties after you said all you can think of to say to a person, but there you both stand. I remember trying to have a conversation with someone once with a hair sticking out of his nose. I remember over-tipping, and I still do. I remember liking to impress sales clerks by paying no attention to price tags, and I still do. I remember having a crush on this guy and fantasies of dropping everything and going away with him somewhere, like maybe sunny California, and starting a whole new life together. Only unfortunately, he didn't have a crush on me. I remember fantasies about being a super stud and being able to shoot enormous loads. And would you believe it? I still do.